From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, August 25th. Conflicts between wolves and ranchers are becoming more common in the North State as the gray wolf population grows and new packs form. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at a study that questions the effectiveness of one often proposed solution.
If wolves are killing livestock, having fewer wolves will reduce sheep and cattle losses. It only makes sense. But a new study published in the journal Science Advances finds that culling wolves may have only limited effect on wolf attacks. Public wolf hunts are allowed in Montana and Idaho, and researchers found in those states there was only a slight decline in livestock attacks after several years. They estimate that for a single cow to be saved, 14 wolves would need to die. So how can wolf attacks on livestock be deterred? Right now, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife has a program to employ non-lethal deterrence, but apex predators like wolves are smart and adaptive, so these measures only have limited effect. More research needs to be done. A multidisciplinary team at UC Davis is looking for solutions. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, the long-anticipated Chico Aquatic Center is moving forward. Chico Area Recreation District representatives, city officials, and contractors broke ground last week to celebrate the start of construction. The recreational complex is located in North Chico on a 10-acre parcel donated by local philanthropists Ken Grossman and Katie Gonser. It will feature a 50-meter competition pool, 4-lane recreation pool, low-barrier easy-entry pool, water slides, a play structure, and other amenities. The center is scheduled to open in fall 2026. And the Reading City Council voted to rescind a controversial first responder fee ordinance last week. They also directed staff to stop all current billings and issue refunds to people who had already paid the fee. The fee charged people nearly $500 when they called the city's fire department for lift assists. Those are non-emergency calls where crews help someone who has fallen to get back up. According to officials, the fire department responds to thousands of those calls annually and has faced cost pressures. The fee was initially approved in 2021, and it was meant to offset costs for when fire personnel responds to these calls. City officials say the council agreed to repeal the fee ordinance after receiving, quote, significant public input, end quote. The fees have stopped immediately, but a formal rescission of the ordinance will return to the council later on. Also, California lawmakers are approaching the final sprint to the end of their legislative session. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on what they have left to consider this year.
Usually, things don't really heat up at the Capitol until lawmakers are days away from their end of session deadline.
Instead, this year, the first week back immediately has been an absolute whirlwind.
That's Chris McKaylee, a lobbyist and longtime Capitol observer. He's referring to the recent redistricting proposal that's dominated debate at the State House for weeks and garnered national attention. Now that it's out of the legislature's hands and heads to voters, lawmakers can focus on other key bills.
Things like more than 15 bills on artificial intelligence and privacy and whether or not Uber and Lyft drivers can unionize, all those types of what we'll call run-of-the-mill bills, but still significant battles still have to be addressed in what'll be the final 3 weeks of session.
Lawmakers will also consider reauthorizing the state's cap-and-trade program and a wildfire liability fund that will be a battle between utilities and insurers. Local governments are also still trying to secure funding from the legislature to combat homelessness. And questions remain about the state budget outlook. Lawmakers might have to return for a special session this fall when the federal government's fiscal year begins. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, it's official. Voters will get to decide this November whether to approve new congressional maps for California. The state has committed to fronting the cost of the November 4th special election. According to CalMatters, the state hasn't released official estimates of how much the election might cost, but the failed recall effort of Governor Gavin Newsom in 2021 cost around $200 million, and the state's Department of Finance has said this election will likely cost more. One analysis from the GOP caucus put the cost as high as $235 million. Counties have been worried that they might have to wait to get reimbursed by the state for their expenses, but the new redistricting legislation says the state must pay counties up front. And finally, 4 different stops on Reading Area Bus Authority's routes have now installed metal security gates so the bus shelters can be locked after hours. The Reading Record Searchlight reports the gates are meant to prevent vandalism and unhoused people camping or sleeping at the transit stops. RABA's transit manager says people have set campfires in bus shelters, and they've received complaints from passengers who say they can't use the shelters because people are living in them. And those were your headlines for Monday, August 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.